Vayter in Shas, we are in Daf Yud Ches, picking up on the second line. We had discussed yesterday two different examples as how we know that you're allowed to go ahead. If you don't bring it on the first day of Shavuos, you're allowed to bring your karbonos for the next 6 days following as well. Zuk the Heilige Gemara, very shlokish. V'chad, he says, we learn it from the following idea. Pasuk says, v'chaga kotzir, and this is talking about when we go ahead, the literally means the holiday of the harvest. Ezu chag shata chogeg v'kotzir bo, what is the holiday that you celebrate and you do kotzir with it? V'yom ezeh tzeres, this is talking about Shavuos. And Amos, when is it that you go ahead and you're gonna have a chagiga and be kotzer? Ilim b'yontov, you want to say it's in yontov? Ketzir b'yontov, mishari? Is it mutter to do ketzir on yontov? We know you can't do kotzer on yontov. El alav l'tashlumin. It must be that when we talk about the fact that you're doing ketzir is when it's not yontov and it's afterwards, and therefore it's l'tashlumin, talking about the days after, and therefore you know that you're allowed to do it after it also. Amar Rav Yochum Yochum says el yontov. That's going to be a raya. You're going to use that type of idea. So then why don't we look at the fact when the pasuk says chag ha'asif, the festival when you are gathering in. Ezu chag sheish ba'asif, or what chag has, where you go ahead and you gather things in. Havayom ezeh sukkos. Sukkos. Let's talk about Sukkos. Now, Amos, when is that? Elam b'yontif, you want to say yontif, malacha b'yontif mishari? Is it mutter to do malacha on yontif? Ela b'chol shemoid, it must be we're talking about your gathering on cholamoid. Chol shemoid, but mishari, but is it mutter to do on cholamoid? You can't do malacha on cholamoid either. Ela chag abab isman asifa. All it means is that it's a chag that comes during the time of asifa. And therefore, hachanami chag abab isman kitzira. It doesn't mean that it's teaching us a lesson and you can do it after the fact. Okay, so we have no raya. At least, Reish Lakish is debunked. Zok the Gemara, Mechlal the Tervayu Sevir Lehu, the Cholu Shal Moed Asa B'Sias Malacha. It comes out that both of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that they're holding that it's also to do Malacha on Cholu Moed. Rashi explains that we see that both of them hold that. Mechlal the Tervayu, Mitekam Rabbi Yochanan Asefa B'Cholu Shal Moed Mishari. That he said, what is it? Mutter, V'lo Mahadr Le Reish Lakish in. Reish Lakish could have said, yep. It is. Mechlal, the Tavayah, Svilu, the Aser, both of them hold that it's Aser. The Chol Shalmoid, Besis Malacha, is going to be, Minami, the Chol Shalmoid, Aser, Besis Malacha, Mechlal, the Tavayah, Svilu, yeah, okay, Minami, where do we know this from? Etan Rabban, and says the Pasuk, is Chag HaMatzos Tishma Shivas Yamim, the holiday of Matzos, you should go ahead and guard for 7 days. Limed al Chol Shalmoid is coming to teach you about Chol Shalmoid, Shasa Besia Malacha, it's Aser to do Malacha. Div Rabbi Yosha, Rionas and Amar, he says, Eino tzarech. It says you don't need a pasuk for that because kavachomer. Umar rishon u'shvi'i. If you have the rishon and shvi'i, the first of the seventh day, talking about Pesach, the first and the seventh day. She'ein kedusha lefnei malchirim. There's no kedusha before the first and not after the seventh. And yet also b'sias malacha. It's going to be also to go out and do malacha. Chol shel moed. Sheyesh kedushas of nei macharayim the chol moed, which is sandwiched between the two of them, and odin she also b'sias malacha. So of course, it's going to be also the b'sias malacha, and therefore you don't need to bring this pasuk that says es chag hamatzos tishmor shivas yamim. Says the Gemara, hold a door. Sheishes yamim you may bereishes yochichu. Then what are you going to do with the 6 day of creation? Is going to knock that out? Why sheish kedusha lefnei malacharayim as kedusha before it and after it? Rashi explains what does it mean before and after it. A weekday we know as 6 days. And what do we say? Rashi says, "Shishu mebrachus." You make kol shavua v'shavua bein shtei shabbosos hein. There's yehin yoshvin. There's sitting between two shabbosos. Every kedusha loftei melcharem. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos sitting between the two. When we talk, we see his malacha. Yet we know the weekdays are mutter to do malacha. So therefore, that can't be a raya. So it's going no. Ma l'shishu mebrachus. So then. Can't compare the Sheishes Mebereishes Shtika. You know why? Because Mala Sheishes Mebereishes She'ein Bahem Carbon Musaf. It doesn't have a carbon musaf at all. Tomer B'chol Shemoid, you're going to compare that to Chol Moed, She'yeshbo Carbon Musaf. It does have a carbon musaf. So you can't knock it off by the Sheishes Mebereishes Shtika because you can't compare them anymore. And therefore, we can go back to say our original answer that yes, it's sandwiched between two things and therefore it should be Aser B'Malacha as opposed to Sheishes Mebereishes. It doesn't have carbon musaf. So Zemar, what are you talking about? Rosh Chodesh Yochech, Rosh Chodesh knocks that off. Sheishbo carbon musaf, it has carbon musaf. Umutter B'Sis Malacha. And therefore, don't tell me that's the reason it's going to be Aser B'Sis Malacha. And therefore, Sheishes Mebereishes actually does knock off your answer. Now we knock that off as well, and therefore we continue with what we were saying before we keep what we were saying. Malo Shchodesh Shein Kari Mikra Kodesh. Tomar Bechol Shalmoed Shein Kari Mikra Kodesh. Since it's not called Mikra Kodesh, therefore it's not going to be Aser B'Malacha. But Tomer B'Chol Shemoyd, you can say B'Chol Shemoyd, Shekar Mikra Kodesh, it is called Mikra Kodesh, and therefore that's something which is going to be Aser B'Malacha. Hol V'Kari Mikra Kodesh, Dinu Sha'aser B'Basiyas B'Malacha. Therefore, it's going to be something which is going to be Aser B'Basiyas B'Malacha. Now we have another raya to tell us, another place to tell you, we know that Aser Du Malacha Chol Amoy, Tanya Yidach, Ko Malacha Savoda Lo Sasu. All Malachas of Avoda, don't do. Limid Al Cholo Shel Moed. This is coming to teach us about Chol HaMoed. She'asa b'siyas malacha. Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rashi says that in the Rashi, Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasu, V'samech Lei Shivas Yamim Takrivu Isha. At 7 days, we have to bring the carbon. Limid Al Cholo Shel Moed. That's going to be asa malacha. Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rabbi Kivi Omer, Eino Tzarech. You don't need that. Harayu Omer, it already says, Eile Moedei Hashem. Bameh Kosov Medaber. And that pasuk is mikroi kodesh. Elam adashem mikroi kodesh. What is the pasuk talking about? Amber Rishon. If you want to say it's talking about the first day, meaning this is by Sukkot, it's the first day. Harikvar never Shabbason. He already told us by it says the word Shabbason to say that you have to stop and rest. Amber Shmini. If you want to say it's talking about the eighth day, that you know do malacha. Harikvar never Shabbason. Already says Shabbason, which means a complete stop and a rest. Ha ein akosam adab elam b'chol shemar. It must be talking about chol amoy. The la medcha come and teach you sha'aser b'siyas malacha. So when it says elam Hashem, Mikra'e Kodesh, these are things that are going to be Aser. Can't be talking about the first and the last days because that is already said by Shabbason. It's going to be the middle days. And that's how you know it's Aser Ba'asiyas Melacha. Tanya Yidach, Tanya Yidach. We have another. Braisa, Sheis Yisamim, Tochal Matzah, Sabayom HaShvi, Atzeres LaShem. 6 days, eat matzah. On the seventh day, it should be Yom HaShvi, Atzeres LaShem. Ma Shvi Atzor, just like the seventh day is Atzor, you have to stop. Af Sheis Yisamim, Atzorim as well. Says the Gemara, Ima Shvi Atzor B'chol Malacha. Shvi is also Malacha. Af Sheis Yisamim, Atzorim B'chol Malacha. You're going to now say, it's just like Yom HaShvi is also Malacha, other than Chol HaMoed is also all Malacha. Tamad Lom Rav Yom HaShvi Yatzeres, HaShvi Yatzer B'chol Malacha. Only the seventh day is also from all Malacha. Vein Shisha Yomim Asurim B'chol Malacha, but that's not all Malacha. Chol HaMasarim Kasav Elul Chacham, it's given to the Chachamim Lom Malacha to tell you, Eze Yom Aser, to say which is going to be Aser, Ve'eze Yom Mutter. Meaning they have the ability of deciding when Rosh Chodesh is to then fall to show which day it's going to fall out on the seventh day, the sixth, fifth, fourth, etc. And also Ezu Malacha Asura Ezu Malacha Muteris, which Malacha on Chol HaMoed is going to be Aser, which Malacha on Chol HaMoed is going to be Muter. So we see in the end a number of different Makoros is for how we know that it is Aser B'Siyas Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Next part of the Mishnah we said Umutar Mehesped Utainis, you're allowed to give a Hesped and a Tainis on the Yom Tavuach, which is the day after it's going to fall on Sunday, right, which is the day we push it off to. Shalola Kaim is Divrei Omrim Atzeres Acher Shabbos. To not uphold the ones that say that Atzeres comes after Shabbos, Shavuos comes after Shabbos. As it says, Tisbru Chamishem Yom Macheres Shabbos, that the Tzdukim said, it means literally it has to be always on a Sunday. So therefore we say that you're allowed to do a Hesped at Tainus to show that's not the case. I think the Gemara of Tanya Maisu Meis Alexa Belud. There was some of the died, a person named Alexa died in Lod, v'nichzu kol yisrael l'sabto, and all of it so came to be maspid, v'lo nicham Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon didn't let them, m'pnei sheyom tov shel atzeres, because it was yom tov of atzeres. Yom tov sakat aydich, he thought it's yom tov, ebi yom tov mika asu, would someone go ahead and give a hesped if it was actually yom tov, el'eim m'pnei sheyom tovoach, it was the day of tovoach, and we said a second ago, you're allowed to do it, and he's saying you're not allowed to do it. So we're lokasha, kam b'yom tov shechalios achar Shabbos, kam b'yom tov shechalios b'shabbos. When did the Mishnah say that it's okay to go ahead and give it hesped? That's if you have this Yom Tavuach falls out on Sunday, right? So you don't have give any sort of chizik to these people that stukim are going to say that if Shavuos is always going to fall on Sunday, right? Now, Beis Hillel would say that what? That's going to happen when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos. Right, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. But if the Braisa is talking about Shavuos fell out, not then, but fell out during the week. So that the Yom Tavuach actually didn't fall out on Sunday. And therefore, you're not worried about what's going to happen. Rabbi Tarfon didn't allow them to go ahead and bring and do Hespedim. Okay, my friends. Beep. Yud Chesim Abayis. Get ready for the laws of Tuma and Tahara. It's going to take us straight through Bezat Hashem to the end of this Hailing Masechta and the end of Seder Moed. Okay, so now we have different laws of Tuma and Tahara depending on different levels that we're going to see. Number one, we have something called Chulin. Chulin is regular food, not Kadosh, nothing like diet. Then we have Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, we know that what we do is you take off Meiser, take off 1/10 of your stuff. got to bring it up to Yerushalayim and then eat it in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. That was in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle. That is my Shani. Above that, when we have next, we get more and more deeper into the levels. You have something called Truma, which goes to the coin, and we have something called Kodesh or Hektesh. And we have a next level called Chatas. The Mei Chatas connected to the Para Aduma. And as we've learned in various Masechtos throughout the Heilige Shas, thus far we know that there's different levels of Tuma, of Yavosa Tuma, Avatuma, Rishon Tuma, Shein Tuma, Shlishi Tuma, maybe Revi'i L'Tuma. And all right, we're going to be jumping into all these things now. We'll explain as we go. Number one says the Mishnah, Notan Liyadayim, L'chulin L'maiser L'truma. Now we know that something called Netilas Yadayim, washing one's hands, and there's times when we do such a thing. Really, we know that washing your hands is a Durabanan de Gazach, known as Yadayim or Shnias L'tuma, and a Durabanan de Gazach type of Tuma that we go and we say that one has to wash their hands when they go ahead and partake of certain ideas. So first thing he says, Notan Liyadayim L'chulin, L'maiser L'truma. Rashi says that it's enough to just have a revius of water that's poured on the hands and to go ahead to deal with this kind of stuff. We wash our hands. Ula kodesh matbilim. When it comes to kodesh, Rashi says, aval, lechol shlamim o chatos v'ashim lekohanim yishmaila. There's a higher level. Shetzarech lahatbil yadayim ba'arboim sa. You have to put your hands, dip them into a mikvah of 40 sa. V'alva mishenim ela stam yadayim shlom naga b'tum adoraisa hametama. Hamitama is called a goof, even though it's not something that's going to be mitama called a goof. So we go out and we stick our hands into a mikwa. Ulechatas. So ulekodesh matbilin, ulechatas, when it comes to, meaning mechatas, this is the water which is used in reference to the para aduma, when we're going to go ahead and purify someone. So someone who's dealing with that kind of stuff, it's more machmir. Im nitmu yadav nitmu gufo. Rashi points out that v'chol haguf tzarech tevila nitma guf. Rashi says v'chol ma'ilas halalu shezek gavo mizeh b'divrei sof from all this is b'divrei sof. Now, why are we talking about this all of a sudden? As we mentioned briefly, v'hai denakat lu says Rashi hacha kabi hilchos haregel if she yesh b'sofan hilchos regel sh'amia aretz chashuvim tahorin b'regel v'lo b'shashim azashana. The amaratzim are considered like they are tahor by in the regel, but not the rest of the year. B'sof chomer b'kodesh. Point is, when it comes to chatas shtiklich, that if a person goes in and their hands become tameh, then his entire body becomes tameh. Okay, now, tava l'chulin, huchsik l'chulin. If a person does tefillah, they go to the mikwah, but they do it for chulin, that's what they have in mind. Right? Rashi says, va'od zu maila teva l'chulin, huchsik l'chulin, klom and eskav l'tfol shleim chulin, litbol. If a person had in mind, I'm just doing it for chulin, asher l'maiser. Don't think that works for maiser. Says Rashi, huchsik l'oshan, kavana, klom and eskav in lahamid gufa v'chesktor l'chulin, l'maiser, l'maiser shen in elcham yishalayim. So if a person goes ahead and they do tefillah, never mind, I'm doing it for chulin, which is the lowest level, then it's going to be asher for maiser. Don't think that works for maiser, meaning maiser shen. Tava l'maiser, if somebody did a maiser shen, huchsik l'maiser, then it's going to be only for maiser shen. But also the chuma, it doesn't work for chuma. Tava the chuma, hooks like the chuma, looks like chuma, but also the kodesh, doesn't work for kodesh. Tava the kodesh, hooks like the kodesh, and also the chatas, like we're saying, everyone goes up above a level. But if you go more machmir, in other words, tava the chamur muta lakal, if you have in mind the highest level, then it goes for all of them, and level 4 for all, 3, 2, and 1, 3, 2, and 1, and 2, and 1, etc. Tava velochzok, he doesn't have a mind for any of these things. He just did tefillah. Rashi says, "Lo neskaven l'shin tefillah tahara." Elo lebechitz ba'am, just taking a bath. Then kilu lo tava. It's like you didn't do tefillah at all. You're not tahara for any of these things. Next in, there's something called tumas medrash. Tumas medrash comes up by the laws of zav. That means if a person is a zav, they're an avatuma, and if they go out and they sit on something, that thing becomes. Normally, we know that tuma goes down in levels, but sometimes it's an exception. That it goes sideways, and that what happens is it doesn't become an avatuma, it doesn't become a rishon in such a case. Rather, it retains its status as an avatuma, and this particular exception to the rule. So that's called tumas midras, and it becomes an avatuma, and someone goes and touches it, then they have to go to the mikvah to become a rishon. Big day ama aretz, the beged of an ama aretz. The halacha is that his clothing take on the status midras of medras leprushim, for those who are parush. Well, who are the prushim? These are people that are more machmi on themselves. They're the ochlin chulin mitara. They decide that everything they eat, even if it's chulin, they would eat in a state of purity. So Rashi spells out midras. Avatuma latame odam vekelim. Someone just midras, Thomas midras, it takes on the level of avatuma, and therefore it's going to be mitame, the levels but thing below it, things that are odam, a person, or kelim, or vessels. Kimidras hazav, shemitame odam vekelim. Oh, sorry about that. Not that a person has to. Sorry about that. I put my thing off the ring now. Not that a person has to go ahead and do such a thing. There are people that are makbid on having truma, even chulin b'tahara. So big day amaretz is midras leprushim. And wildly, we have the next level, big day prushim. Even those people are makbid on that midras lochei truma. Their clothing considered midras for those who eat truma. As Rashi points out, that Kohanim, v'chol elu ma'ilos midivrei sofrim sharm v'shein shmiras tarosan sh'lei l'chashuva shmira etzel elu. This shmira is not considered shmira for that level. Big day ochi, truma midras l'kodesh, and so on and so forth. Big day kodesh midras l'chatas. Just to show you how far this goes, the Mishnah ends with saying, Yosef ben Yoezer, haya chassid shebekuhuna. He was the highest level. He was such a chosh of a person in the kuhuna. And im kozev, he said, mitpachto midras lakodesh. His mitpachas, that the thing used to use a napkin when he used to eat, it still had a status of midras for kodesh for the next level. And Yochanan ben Gudgida, haya ocha altaris hakodesh koyom. If he ate all his food with the level, even the chulin food, he had a level of kodshim. And yet still, v'hayu mitpachto midras lechatos. It was considered, like we read the whole Mishnah so far, that it's connected to the level of, it's a medras for the next level of chatos. Now we start off in the Mishnah telling us that we know chulin, ma'aser sheni, truma, you have to go and wash your hands before you get involved. Says the Gemara now, chulin, ma'aser, mi bo, natil sedayim, do they really need natil sedayim, or a mini? We seem to have a contradiction. Because we know that it says a Mishnah, there's a Mishnah found in Bikurim. The Mishnah goes and says, Ha Truma, Va Bikurim. Bikurim is first fruits that is brought to the Kohen. Chayav Malei Misa. Someone is not a Kohen and they eat it, they're going to be Chayav Misa if they have Truma or they have Bikurim. Rashi points out, obviously we're talking about here, mezid, zar ocha mezid, the chsiv mesu bo, ki yichalalu. Samach lei, v'chol zayin, right next to it, they put, v'chol zayin, lo yechol kodesh, don't eat kodesh, v'chol inyan medaber, b'truma. All the whole concept is talking about truma. So if a non-kohen eats it, they get death, v'chomesh. If they do it b'shogeg, then they have to pay a chomesh, a fifth. Rashi says, ochlin shogeg, the chsiv ish ki yochol kodesh, b'shgaga, v'yosef chamish yisal alav. You add a fifth of the value. And you pay it back. V'osel l'zayim, as obviously we said, v'hein nichse kohen, they belong to the kohen. Rashi says, l'kadesh behem es ha'isha, they can get married with a woman with it, v'likach b'tmeyam avadim v'karkos v'hem l'tmeyam. In other words, this is straight up theirs. This isn't some sort of quasi-ownership. It's completely and totally theirs. V'olin be'echad umeya. Like we know, there's a law of bitl b'shishim. There's a law over here, echad umeya. That if you have 101, then it's going to be mivutal utuuna nitilas yadayim, and you have to have nitilas yadayim. We want to eat it, you got to wash your hands. Furthermore, the heriv shemesh, you need a heriv shemesh. Rashi says, what is that talking about? You have the sun to set, meaning im nitma tuma daraisa. If a person becomes tami daraisa, a tovel, and he goes to get tefila, he can't eat the truma until the heriv shemesh, and may the gomorrah yivamas to find out the beis. We get the subeis Hashem. Yafin and Mekari, we're learning out from psukim. Haray, so what do we see? Haray elu b'truma b'kurim. Mashayin gima meiser. These are the rules of truma b'kurim, but not meiser. V'kol shekin b'chulin. And certainly when chulin. If you don't have to wash hands for meiser sheni, clearly you don't have to wash hands for chulin. But we know that we started off in our mishnah saying that for chulin and meiser sheni and truma, you have to wash your hands. So we get some of them, but what's pshat in chulin and meiser sheni? You don't have to. Kasha meiser a meiser. Kasha chulin a chulin. One Mishnah seems to be saying that you do. The other one seems to say you don't. For both of them, what do we do? Bishlam Maisa Maisa Lukash, we can answer for the issue of Maisa Shani Maisa Shani. Why? Because they are Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah is going to the world of Rabbi Meir, who says that you'd have to go ahead and wash. And the other one is not going with him, Bahad Rabbanan. And the other Mishnah is going with Rabbanan, the times we learned in the Mishnah. It's only answering one part of it, which we're going to get to the concept, the question of Chulin and Chulin. But the times we learned in the Mishnah and Parah, Kol Aton Bias Mayim Midivrei Sofrim
B'tami is a kodesh, uposel is a truma, mutter lechulin ulemeiser, divrei Rabbi Meir. We're talking about a case here. Anytime a person has to go and go to the mikwah, but not because of Doraisa, because there are banans, and what's the din? As Rashi points out, kol ha-tahor, kol shu tahor min ha-tahor, v'chon gazur alav tama, then kol ha-nach da'amri b'vesach ha-shabbos, b'rkam, we say that if you give him a beis, elu postan satruma, ha-ochel, ochel rishon, v'ochel sheni, v'chulu, will be metamik kodesh if you touch it, uposel satruma, and if they touch the truma, it's going to be paslet, u'mutter l'chulin u'lemaiser, but it's going to be mutter comes to chulin u'lemaiser sheni, divri rabbi meir, zagizag to rabbi meir. The chachamim osir b'maiser, but the chachamim they ask when it comes to maiser. So my bad, flip it. Our Mishnah is talking about the Rabbanan. So we say that our Mishnah says you have to wash your hands. My Shishin is going to the Rabbanan. And the one that Bikurim, that was Bikurim there, that says that you don't have to answer Rabbi Meir. Alechulin, Alechulin, Kasha, Alechulin, Alechulin, how are we going to answer that up? And one Mishnah says you wash your hands, other one says you don't wash your hands. We got ourselves a problem because you don't have anyone who says that. We seem to say one place you do, one place you don't. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Kan Bachila, Kan Benegia. Our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where a person is eating. So therefore, you have to go and wash your hands, even if it's chulin. Kan Benegia. The only Bikurim is talking about just touching it, and therefore you do not have to wash your hands. In fact, the Gemara, come on, really? Maska Flora, Bashimi Barashi, Adkan, Lo Pligura, Banana, Lady Rabbi Meir. Chacham, don't argue with her. Meir, Ella Bachila, the Meiser, only by Meiser Shani. Chachamim said, you got to watch your hands. Rabbi Meir says, you don't. Aval benegia de meiser ubachila de chulin. When it comes to the idea of touching meiser sheni and eating chulin, lo pligi. They aren't arguing. There's no arguments. How are we going to deal with that? Ela idi vidi bachila. No, say they're really both. Rather, what it comes out? Ella. Our Mishnah and the other Mishnah are both talking about eating. Velo kasha still is not a kasha. Why? Kan bechila denama. Our Mishnah is talking about bread. And you're going to wash bread even for chulin you have to wash. Kan bechila peri. And the only Bikurim is talking about eating peri fruits, which is not bread. You don't have to wash your hands. Stammer of Nachman. Kolon otoyot of peros. Anyone who washes their hand for peros, harizig bigase ruach. That is a level of a balgaiva because you don't have to do such a thing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and pick it up, Yizhar Shem, tomorrow. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.